Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. My name is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. I am a serial physician entrepreneur going on 2 decades, starting my own business and helping other physicians start up their own businesses. And this is kind of a crazy week. This week, at the time of this recording, I'll be going to Newport Beach, California, just up the road, going to PIMDCon. It's happening on September 25th through 27th, 2025. If you haven't gotten your tickets, now's the time to do. We'll leave a link here in the show notes. Also, we're having it virtually as well if you can't make it to Southern California. Never heard of PIMDCon? It's the number one real estate and entrepreneurship conference dedicated for physicians. It's helped 16,000 plus physicians achieve financial freedom, which is what we're all about here at Bootstrap MD. And I want to share with you on this call is if you're going to PIMDCon, just some insights, what you should plan to do if you've never been to PIMDCon before. I think I've pretty much been to every single one. I think maybe I missed maybe the first one or two, but since then, it's just an amazing time to meet other like-minded physicians and helping them through take control of their physician career. So I'm going to talk about things that I've learned, things to best prepare if you've never been before, or maybe you've done it before, and maybe you'll get some more insights and some methods to get the most out of attending the conference. So first off, what is PIMDCon? It was founded by my good friend and business partner, Dr. Peter Kim. He's a anesthesiologist, although he doesn't practice clinical medicine actively anymore. He's the creator of Passive Income MD. Their goal is to help other physicians to work less, earn more, and enjoy life beyond the clinic. When you go to PIMDCon, it started last year, I believe it was the first. It was focused primarily on real estate investing, but then they all opened up another track called the Entrepreneurship Acceleration on there. You're able to get CME. There's 30 plus expert speakers, including myself. There's panel discussions. About 700 attendees attend this. And it's made by doctors for doctors, where everybody speaks your language. And it's not just talking about burnout. It's about building wealth. It's building freedom, freedom as time freedom, geographic freedom, financial freedom. It's amazing conversations come up, because if you're going to attend, you're going to get new ideas. You're going to get new things to really make you more aware of what is out there besides being a physician. There's so many times we're so busy taking care of patients, we don't have time to take care of ourselves. And so there were some great opportunities, whether you talk about just a really cool energy to there. And that's why I've been an avid attendee and participant in this conference. There are some things that you can do when you're getting ready to go is spend time to preparing yourself. There's a reason you decided to attend this conference, but do you actually have like clear written goals about you want to get started? And that's what I would first recommend is just to write 3 specific goals about what you want to do. What do you want to get out of this conference? I'm not just saying you're going to learn stuff. It's I wanted to learn how to do analysis of rental properties to start my first investment. 3 specific goals that you're going to get. Go to the website, see the speakers, and that would be the second step is to research the speakers. See if there's lots of different conferences. You're not going to be able to go through every single one of them. But find out, have a game plan. Which one are you going to attend? You may have some friends that are going and maybe you guys can compare. You may want to focus on one track and he or she may focus on another type of track. But listen to the experts. You want to delve into them. Listen to their podcasts if they've done interviews. Read their content. Prepare, ask questions. We're all about sharing and being transparent. And this is a great way to getting to know some of these speakers that maybe you just listen to on a podcast and actually break bread, maybe have the opportunity to have a meal or go to the bar, whatever you want, to do some research. Step 3 is to pack for value capture. So that means what are you going to use to take notes? So you can bring your laptop. What's the best way? Physicians can take down a lot of information in a short period of time, but what's the best way that you're going to retain that? Are you going to bring your own business cards? I recommend bringing your business cards, and not just about your practice. Maybe you're starting your own business, and this is a great way to start networking with people. And speaking about that, I would definitely, and this is as an aside, just make sure you wear comfortable shoes, because you'll be going to breakfast, you'll be going to the restaurants, you'll be attending the conferences. There'll be a lot of walking there. So make sure you pack for that. Make sure you pack for good energy, your favorite snacks, have that around, because things can go boom, boom, boom. And it can be make for a very educational, very informative, very, very long day as well. Step four is to set specific intentions. What do you want to get out? What are the three takeaways that you want to get? Or maybe you want to have three meaningful relationships with building a communication with some of the speakers. Plan to use those. There's opportunities for coaching sessions. Come in with prepared questions. Make sure everything is all set. And I would also recommend too, like after the conference, a lot of time you go to the conference and the next week you're just bombarded with patients. I would even recommend, if it's still possible, is to maybe even, you know, when you get back, to maybe take a day off just to give your time to decompress, block time to implement. Okay, I'm going to block off the next Monday and I'm going to make sure I'm going to follow up with some of the people that I've met there. You just don't want to be stuck with coming back. And if you can help it, don't have a room full of patients, because that's going to really drain your energy and you'll lose the momentum going in there. I want to talk about networking strategy too. So how do you get the most out of it? There's going to be 700 plus attendees there, and that's not even including the speakers. You're not going to be able to meet anyone, but maybe aim for having 10 to 15 meaningful conversations with other people. Focus on aligned goals and interests. What do you want to get out of it? Who do you want to meet? I think also too, everybody's asking, what do you do? Everybody knows you're a physician for the most part, but try asking different questions. And so you could say, what brought you to PMDCon this year? Are you doing the real estate track? Are you doing the entrepreneurship track, and why? What's your biggest challenge? What's your biggest challenge with starting your own business? So have great opening questions. Also, I always think it's important to lead with value when you're having to network. Maybe you might not have the answer, but maybe through your connections, you might have someone who will know the answer on there. Be the connector, be the resource sharer. Maybe share relevant resources without expecting things in return. Those go a long way. There's a lot of people where it's just like, take, 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 but it really should be give, give. There's going to be opportunities, and make sure you attend these things. There'll be some happy hours. There'll be some VIP dinners if you have a chance to do that. Attend the mastermind sessions. Don't eat alone. Make sure when you go for meals, they'll have mealtime. Sit at a table where you don't know everybody, or that's the best way that you can connect. It's not about just going there and then you go straight to your hotel room. I think as an introverted person, I want to do that, but I know I have to take myself out of my comfort zone. And what got to me to where I am today was through a lot of networking and events similar to PMDCon. So make sure you take advantage of that too. And the thing is too, is when you're networking, is have some type of system where you can remember these things. If they're giving you a business card, write down like something that you got from that conversation. Oh, I found out that she has a daughter that's going to University of Michigan, and I happen to graduate from University of Michigan. There's a connection there. To follow up within 48 hours on specific things. Like, oh yeah, they have a golden retriever. I have a golden retriever. Make sure that there is connections on here. And if you're going to say like, hey, let's get together, make sure you follow up with that. Because I see so many times where there are like, hey, let's make sure we get together. Don't be the person to just make empty promises. Keep your promises on things that you're going to make during the conference. Take photos, share them on your social media. Share session insights too. This is a great way if you have social media, and I invite everybody to do, is to do hashtag PMDCon 2025. That stuff gets noticed. So you can share session insights that you've learned, tag relevant people. That's going to make you a better connected. Maximize the sessions and workshops, guys. So when you're going here, you'll have a real estate track. We'll talk about how to invest while practicing medicine. There'll be entrepreneurship track. There'll be talks on how to plan your business, how to market your business. Choose things that help solve problems for you, not just topics that are just interesting to you, but maybe you're having some current challenges with there. Make sure, again, I'm going to say this again, have a couple goals. What do you want to get out of this conference on here? Just strategically follow the speakers that you want to engage with. There's usually a Q&A session for roast time. It's not the time to ask personal questions. It's questions that could benefit the entire audience. Prepare for like specific conversation starters with then you're going to meet with some of the attendees and the other people who are going to be at this conference on here. There'll be small group sessions. Make sure you attend these. And again, you can learn not just from the speakers, but from the other attendees as well. Because when people come around, I see this person, this is like their third conference. I know that this person is committed to having a change in the way of their career, and they're interested in investing into themselves. Make sure you connect with those people. Those are the ones who are oftentimes, if you're new to them, they can be introducing you to other people and such. And don't stress about capturing every detail live. There are recording sessions, I think, that you can take advantage of as well. Just focus on, I think the biggest part is focusing on networking. Information is important. Don't get me wrong too, but especially when you're coming live, right? That's what you're going to connect with. I want to also warn about common pitfalls that you can have with PMDCon on here. The first thing I found is don't try to do everything. Don't try everything once. It's not just getting to the room, making sure you attend everything. Leave room for spontaneous conversations. Running an independent practice has never been harder, especially with rising health insurance costs. That's why a physician created Rise Health, premium health insurance built exclusively for independent doctors, their employees, and their families with cost savings. Take control of your practice and protect the people who matter most. Get your quote today at risehealth.com. That's RYZEhealth.com. And stay connected. Follow at rise.health on Instagram and also find them on LinkedIn at Rise Health. Number two is try to meet other people. Don't stick with the same people that you came with. You'll have a time to talk with them afterwards if you're with your friends. Try to meet other people. Again, there's 700 plus people there, all with diverse backgrounds. Try to sit at different tables, join diverse conversations. Try to avoid information overload because you can't implement everything at once. What I've seen often is they'll have a binder full of notes, but then at the end, they don't do anything with it. Try to prioritize like one to two focus areas ruthlessly that you can follow. And eventually, there's some things that sounds good, but maybe it'll have to be at the back burner. Another thing too is, and this is where I often see where physicians get themselves in trouble, is they love comparing them to someone else. We see this in our own mastermind group in here. They'll see a doctor who's got 50 plus real estate properties. Maybe they've had an 8-figure exit as well. And you're someone who's, I'm just starting to start my first real estate investment. Everybody had to start somewhere. And we've all had failures in there. Just focus on learning, not measuring against other people. Other things that I want to share with you again is to take care of yourself on there. Keep yourself hydrated. Bring snacks. Make sure you get good sleep. Eat regularly. I know, you know, there's going to be going to the bar. I don't drink, but a lot of times people can get themselves into trouble. Just be smart in here. We're all here to learn and have a good time as well, but just make sure that first and more foremost, you're taking care of yourself too. And then as mentioned, have a follow-up system. Make sure you follow up with people that you say you're going to follow up with and be ready to implement. Yeah. And so those are some things that I wanted to share with you in terms of attending PMDCon, how to get the most of it. And these are just principles that I think you could do for any conference on here. When you're looking at different conferences, out PMDCon, and I've always encouraged you to start looking at different conferences outside of your comfort zone. Don't just go to conferences because they offer CME. If you want to grow your business, for example, I wanted to learn more about artificial intelligence. I started going to AI conferences 3 years ago on in there. And I think it's helped my business grow a lot faster if I didn't on here. But I think there's some universal questions that you get is like, what's my ROI when you're going to the conference? What's the return on investment? What do I hope to get out of it? What is the opportunity cost? Am I saving myself time? Am I saving myself money or making money? Am I building energy? If you're not able to articulate your return on intelligence, then don't attend the conference on here. When you're deciding you want to attend a conference, what is the goal? Is it to focus on investing in yourself? We're all used to going to clinical education conferences, but you should also go to conferences that also build you and fulfill you. Investing in yourself. I want to learn more about real estate. I want to know more about artificial intelligence. I want to learn more about how to build up my business on here. I want to meet other people who are like-minded like myself. That's often one of the important things that I go to different conferences is to meet other attendees and to do so in a strategic manner on here. Because at the end, it's all about communication. It's all about forming and building meaningful professional relationships. And what I've learned having attended a lot of different conferences is every time you go to a conference, you learn more and being more selective. But each conference builds on other conferences that you learned in. So take home points for you guys is don't just attend it, just experience and experience with intention. The promise of a conference like PMDCon is it'll be life-changing, and it truly is, but it really requires a strategic approach. Some immediate actions that you can do now is if you're attending PMDCon, please reach out to me. I'm going to be there. I'll be probably working behind the scenes on some things. I'm also speaking, but just block calendar time for preparation right now. Just spending a couple hours. Okay, I'm attending it. I'm sure you've already planned your hotel. You planned when you're flying or driving. If you're in the area, you've blocked calendar time to make sure you're prepared, but also prepare yourself to write 3 goals you want to get out of that conference right now. So find out what your call to action is, what you want to do next. And after the PMD call, it's like you decide, okay, now what do I want to do? I want to build on what I've learned. Now I need to implement. Because the conference is just the beginning. It's not the end. But I just see so many people, they attend a conference and they seem to be in the same place that I was the year before. And I see others, if their business or their career has drastically changed after attending a conference on here. I like to think of ourselves. We have ourselves and then our future self. And your future self will thank you if you take attending conferences and you approach it very strategically. So again, if you're attending PMDCon or just want to know where to go, we'll leave you a link. Again, it's happening in Newport Beach, California, September 25th through 27th. I hope to see you there. Please reach out to me. I'd love to get to know you. Want to say hi. You listen to the podcast. And yeah, we'd love to connect and get to meet you. Again, thank you for listening. If you felt this Bootstrap MD episode helpful to you, please share this with others. That allows us to grow and kind of spread the word in helping others, physicians, build and take control of their physician career and build that financial freedom that they so deserved. As always, as a physician entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups, you're going to downs. Do something a little each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.